Good morning, everyone. Today's Daf and Yavama, Daf Nun Aleph. Okay. We started yesterday the fifth parak of the Masechta, and we got through halfway, half point of the Mishnah, so we are going to pick it up right in the middle of the Mishnah. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the Daf. Daf, we learn Lezecher Nishmas, Losel Ben Zosman. The Mishnah is, the Mishnah that we're looking at right now is the entirety of the Mishnayos for the parak. The parak is not a long parak, it only goes until Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and with that we conclude the first half of Masechta Yevamos, then we move on to other related topics. It'll be connected, but it'll really be a once we get to the sixth parak, we're really going to turn the page. The fifth parak, slightly challenging as it really discusses the ramifications of everything we discussed up until this point of the Masechta. There are basically four different responses to a Yibum opportunity. Two of them are Min HaTorah, and two of them are Midrabanan. The two Min HaTorah are Yibum and Chalitza. Yibum in this context means Bia. So Bia or Chalitza. And then the two responses Midrabanan are Maimer and a Get. Get affects a divorce. But in the world of Yibum and Chalitza, a Get is Min HaTorah, nothing. But the Chachamim gave it a status for reasons which we're going to explain later this morning. And what the Mishnah basically does is it goes step by step. What are the ramifications if we have a permutation of a number of these actions that are done consecutively back to back? The Mishnah is really broken up into two halves. The first half of the Mishnah, which we saw yesterday, is what happens when one man does two of these actions to one Yevama. So if it's a one-on-one setting where the brother dies, there's only one surviving widow, there's only one surviving brother, and so you have one Yavama, you have one Yavama, so what would happen if he did Maimer followed then by Chalitza, Maimer followed by Get, Maimer followed by Bia? What if he did Get followed by Maimer, Get followed by Chalitza, etc., etc.? So the Mishnah takes us step by step through the course of what were to happen, what would be the ramifications of the second action after the first action has already been completed. And the Mishnah went through every permutation. Now, the Mishnah took us through 12 different cases. I aired yesterday. I thought the first half of the Mishnah was going to have 16, but that's not correct. In fact, I numbered the daf just to make sure I have clarity. Because in the first half of the Mishnah, because we're talking into a one-on-one situation, so the Mishnah is not going to go Maimer followed then by Maimer, because it's the same Yavama. So in other words, what the Mishnah wants to discover is, what would happen if you do Maimer to her, followed immediately by a Get to her? You can give her a Get. What would be the ramifications of that Get? And the Mishnah went through every one. So please, I'm not going to go over every case again, but please take a look again at the first half of the Mishnah. As the first half of the Mishnah describes, what would it be that scenario? Then we turned the page yesterday, and we got to the top of Nun Amud Beis and the second half of the Mishnah. So this is exactly where we're going to begin this morning, and let's see if we could follow along. Achas Yavama Achas Liyavam. So this would be true if it would be one Yavama and one Yavam, and it would also be true if it were Shtei Yavamos and one Yavam. Meaning, the Mishnah is now basically giving us an introduction to the next section of the Mishnah. And that is, what would be now if it was one Yavam and two Yavamas? So now the Mishnah is going to go through every case. Now every case over here, now we're going to get 16 cases. Because remember, there are four action points, either Bia Chalitza, Maimer, or Get. And what we're going to be discussing is, what would happen if I would do a permutation of one and the other? So there are four actions. There are four different ways to connect each one of the ways. That's four times four. So that gets us to 16. So the Mishnah is going to go through every one of the 16 cases. Ketzad. So let's go now. Case number one. Asa Maimer Bezu, Maimer Bezu. So remember again, we're talking now where there's one Yavam and two Yavamos. So he does Maimer to one, he does Maimer to the other. Tzricha Shnei Gitin VeChalitza. So the Mishnah says in such a scenario, now he's going to have to give two Gets. Meaning that in this scenario right here, even though he already gave, he already did Maimer to one and Maimer to one. Now what does Maimer do? So on a Torah level, Maimer does nothing. But on a Derabbanan level, it creates a further connection between him and that woman. And now he does Maimer to another one. So you could have easily argued the one that he does to the second one is nothing. Meaning it's totally ineffective. Because he already did Maimer to one of them. So the Mishnah says that's not correct. So he's got to give two getin, each one of the women who received Maimer from him and now, who has a a derabbanan connection to him, a rabbinic marriage to him, so therefore he's got to dissolve that, he's got to give again. And at the same time, the get didn't speak to the Zika, meaning there's still a Zika over there, so he needs to give chalitza, and he only needs to give chalitza to one of them. At this point in time, we could just simply now highlight, and we're going to spend much more time later on discussing this, and that is the very first case that the Mishnah brought up. So who argues on that first case? We know the answer. Meaning that this case that the Mishnah just presented is not agreed to by everybody. Go back to the Mishnah, turn back the page, go back to the first lines of the Mishnah, which we saw yesterday. Look at the opening of the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Ein Get Achar Gevela Maimer Achamaimer. Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that there is no get after get. Now, at first when we heard that line of the Mishnah, we didn't know what was going on, but now we do. Meaning in the scenario where there are two Yavamim and the Yavam gives a get to one and a get to the other, or mimer to one and mimer to the other. Rabbi Gamliel says the second mimer that he did was totally ineffective. It didn't do anything. It created no status change between him and the second Baal HaMimer, for reasons which we're going to articulate later on this morning. But I'm just highlighting right now that what we just read in the Mishnah is not Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. If you look back at the Mishnah, I'm just going to read the next line in the Mishnah. And the Chachamim disagree. So good. So now that we're reading our Mishnah on the top of the Amud Beis, now we know. This is what we're reading right now is the opinion of the Chachamim, not Rabbi Gamliel. And again, later this morning, we're going to explain better what is behind these two opinions. Moving on to case number two in the Mishnah. Maimer bezu vegebezu. Sricha get vechalitza. So to one of the Yavamas you do maimer. And to the other one you do, you give a get. Okay. So now for the Baal Maimer, you need a get. In other words, you need to give her a get. And also, there's still a Zika. You still have to address the Zika, so you have to do chalitza. Yibum is no longer an option. Why? Because once you give in a get, so that is the beginning of the severance process, like we described yesterday. We are now in the category of kevish labana shuvlo yibane. Once you deconstruct, you no longer can build. So giving a get is the beginning of deconstruction. It's a rabbinic severance, and so therefore the chachamim acknowledge that the get does something, and so therefore there's no option for bia. So the only thing you can now do is chalita. But also you gave maimer to another one, so you have to address that as well. You have to give her a get. Next, case number three, maimer bezu bal et zu. Do maimer to one and do bia to another. Tzricha beis gitim v'chalitza. Okay, this one's fascinating. So you do maimer one and maimer to one of the yavamas, and you do bia to the other. Okay, now again, what you should have done, obviously, is have done bia with the balas maimer. Meaning that was the whole point of maimer, is to create a kedushin, to create more connection between you and her, and so therefore it's going to be consummated literally with bia. But in this case, you did maimer to one and you did bia to the other. So that bia does not affect a mitzvah. Why not? The answer is it's what's called the bia psula. It's a deficient bia. It's an inferior bia. Now we had this concept come up earlier in the Masechta regarding chalitza. We talked about chalitza psula early in the Masechta, but right now we're going to get introduced to this concept of what's called bia psula. And why is it a deficient bia? It's very simple, because you did maimer to one of the other Yavamas. So you're basically pointing to the other Yavama, you're designating her as going to be the Yavama, who you're going to do the mitzvah of Yibam with. And then by having Bia with another one, so it's as if you went with another woman, so to say. Exactly the point. And that Yibam doesn't work. It's fascinating because on a Torah level, just one second, on a Torah level, the mimer action that you did didn't do anything. So you could have argued that, okay, let's ignore the Darabanan, let's just look at the Daraisa. Daraisa says you did be it to one of them. But the Chachamim stepped in, and you see now the Koach HaChachamim. Chachamim said, because you did mimer to one of them, because you did maimer to one of them, so now if you were to do bia with another one, that'd be a bia psula, and they would in effect it. Yes?
What happened if there's a child
of death? Yeah, Hedy was asking me versions of that question yesterday. So as I've said to him yesterday, as I'm going to say to you today, let's just, it is me ducking the question, but let's just deal with the Mishnah and let's just work with the Mishnah. The Mishnah as it is already has enough complexity.
Which one gets chalitza?
Huh?
Which one gets chalitza?
Chalitza? No, one of them chalitza. We're going to talk about it. That we're going to discuss. I mean, that's not me ducking the question. That's just me knowing the Gemara later on is going to discuss it because that invokes the idea of chalitza psula. And if there's a better chalitza or quote unquote a worse chalitza, which one should you give? That the Gemara is going to discuss later on. Right. In other words, if the chalitza were effective, which is exactly our discussion, if the chalitza is effective, so then she'd be prohibited to kohen. If the chalitza has no bearing whatsoever, which will give scenarios, so then she's not a chalitza. Okay.
This is a single yavam. No.
All these cases, there are two halves to the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah is Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, and it's a very simple way to remember. The Amud Aleph is one yavam and one yavama. The Amud Beis is either one yavam and two yavamos, or the Gemara is going to say later on, two yavams and one yavama. In other words, on the Amud Beis, there's two involved. Two on either side. It's two to one.
What we're talking about now,
once we turn the page, now we go on to the two scenario, where there are, and let's just keep it simple. It's one yavam and two yavamos. In other words, it could work also. The Mishnah is going to say this. It could work also if there are two yavams and one yavama. But right now, let's just assume that every one of these cases, the way I'm going to explain it, one yavam, two yavamas. Okay, we are now up to case number four. Maimer bezuva chalas lazur. Rishon tzricha get. So you do maimer to one and you do chalitza to the other. So the first one needs a get. The chalitza terminates. The chalitza ends the zika. But at the same time, you did mimer to one of them. You can't just simply let the mimer just linger. You have to deal with the mimer. So the one you did mimer with, you have to give a get to her. Obviously, all that is mid the rabbanon. Okay, that was all first four cases. Those were all mimer cases. As I mentioned yesterday, the structure of the Mishnah is super organized. Structure of the Mishnah is that we're going to go mimer all four permutations. We're then going to do get with all four permutations, and then we're going to do yibam, and then we're going to do chalitza. And the reason why the Mishnah chose that particular order is that first the Mishnah wants to tackle the derabbanans, which, as we pointed out yesterday, the Mishnayos in general, you know, have a inclination towards the derabbanans, meaning that's part of Torah Shabbat Peh. That really defines Torah Shabbat Peh, and then the Mishnayos are going to tackle the daraisas. So we're now up to the get cases. So get lazu ve get lazu sricha mena chalitza. So you give a get to one, and you give a get to the second yavama. So you need to give now a chalitza. The get is the beginning of the severance between him and the yavama. In this case, the yavamos. He gave two gets. He's got to give one chalitza. Why not give chalitza to both? The Gemara later on is going to ask that very question. And once again, we're going to get back to that's going to touch on the discussion of chalitza psula.
Why does it say they require chalitza from him? Not one.
Which is
they in English.
Yeah. Again, the Gemara is going to...
You're saying there's only one person getting chalitza.
Right. Well, I'm saying it, and Rashi's saying it also. So, I'm... Okay. But you're right. In other words, I guess the idea is that one is going to receive it on behalf of both. Okay. Get lezu ubal etzu. Tzricha get vechalitza. So now you have get followed by bia. So again, the bia there is not going to be recognized. And both get and chalitza are required. In other words, the get is going to be required for the bia, meaning the bia accomplished something, so she's going to need a get, but at the same time, however, the bia was followed by a get, so the bia is, again, we're going to give it a term, we're going to give it a label. It's called bia psula. It's an inferior bia, which is not going to solidify the marriage. It will not be an accomplishment of the mitzvah. At the same time, however, we can't ignore it, so therefore, a get is going to require for the balas a bia, but at the same time now, also chalitza, because you need to terminate the zika. Get lazu umaymer bezu. get followed by then by Mimer. So now if you have a get and you have Mimer, so once again now you're totally confused, right? You want, maybe not, meaning if I could just think about this person's mindset for just a moment, meaning he's basically saying, not that one, but that one. Okay, so and the way he's communicating now is just poor, meaning the one he doesn't want, he gives her a get, even though we're not talking about marriage, we're talking about Yibam and Chalitza. So and the one that he does want, he does Mimer. So now, but again, because he first gave a get, so that starts the severance, so therefore we're now in the discussion of Kemish Labana Shuvlo Yibana, and even though he did Mimer to the other one, that Mimer is on one hand effective, on the other hand ineffective. It's effective because it creates a bond. On the other hand, it cannot start the Yibam process because he first gave a get. So therefore, what are the ramifications? He needs to give get and chalitza. Get to the Balas HaMaimer and chalitza to sever the Zika. Case number 7. Get Lezu HaMaimer Bezu. No, I'm sorry, I did that. Case number 8. Get Lezu V'choletz Lezu. So you do get and now you do chalitza. So now even though, let's think about this one, even though you gave get to one and you gave chalitza to the other, but really, you severed. Meaning, there was a Zika and you terminated the Zika. Or you gave a get to one, to the first one and you didn't do it. Obviously, that wasn't correct. That wasn't what you were supposed to do. Okay, but again, the Chachamim infused a get with power, with status. So now he and the one who received the get are connected, obviously connected meaning disconnected, but the relationship had some sort of status, and the fact that he gives chalitza to the other now concludes the Zika. Mind you, by the way, in all these cases, I mean, I could be repeating this point again and again. The fact now that he did chalitza and now the relationship is terminated and severed, and for sure the second one who received chalitza, he and the chalitza now are connected through the disconnection. I know that's confusing, but just think about it. It means that he can no longer marry the chalutza's mother. He can't marry the chalutza's sister. He can't marry the chalutza's daughter, if in the future she has a daughter. Right? In other words, the krovas chalutza. But the same thing is going to be true also with the balas haget. The balas haget also creates a connection through the disconnection. And he with her, too, cannot marry any of her relatives as well. So there's going to be status to both of these actions. Get lezu v'chalas lezu. Einach rechalitza klum. Sorry, I read that again. 9. Okay, so that's now we covered all the derabbanans. We covered all the mimer scenarios, 4 of those. We covered the get scenario, 4 of those. And now we move on to the chalitza. Now the chalitza is going to be easier. Because once you do chalitza, game over. Right, story over. There was a Zika, there's no longer a Zika. So these are easy. Chalas v'chalas, so chalas v'asa mimer. Nasenget uba'al. Oh, so the Mishnah just quickly riffs through all these scenarios because the conclusion is going to be chalitza. In other words, you did chalitza to the first woman, that's it. You're done. It's over. And so whatever you do now to the second woman is going to have no status whatsoever. You do chalitza to one, you do chalitza to the second, then we know what the chalitza to the second was? A strange shoe ceremony. That's all it was. It creates no status between you and her. You are not connected through the disconnection. Good. And that would be true with whatever you do with the second Yavama. Chalitza followed by chalitza followed by Maimer, chalitza followed by Ger, chalitza followed by Bia. So what's that Bia? Bia's nurse. Huh? Right, it's right, Kevish, right, Kevish Labana, Shavla Yibana. Okay, fine. It's right, it's Bia's nurse. But it doesn't create a status between the two of them. Oh, and then the Mishnah goes the other way, meaning what if you do Bia with the first of the widows? So also there too. I was going to say the story's over. I mean, the story just beginning. But in other words, the mitzvah has been accomplished by him having Bia with the first Yavama. So now that's it. He has now fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibam. And now whatever he does to the second Yavama is not going to affect any type of status. Baal Baal or Baal Vasa Maimer, Nasanget V'chalatz, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum. So there's nothing after the Chalitza. Now, that ending over there is a little bit strange, right? What do you mean, Ein Acher Chalitza Klum? But the Mishnah should say, Ein Acher Bia klum. And then the Mishnah punctuated with, you know, there's nothing after chalitza. Did you just forget we went through four different permutations of bia? The Gemara is going to be bothered by this question. The Gemara is going to address why the Mishnah says einachar chalitza klum. The Mishnah should have said something along the lines of einachar chalitza veinachar bia klum. Something along those lines. The Gemara is going to be sensitive to that. Good. Adkan, that's not the end of the Mishnah, but that's it. In other words, so what we have now are 12 and 16. 12 scenarios where it's one yavam, one yavama. He does an action followed then by an action. Why only 12 cases over there? Because the Mishnah just doesn't go through a case of repeating chalitz or repeating bia with the same woman. There's no point in discussing that. Or repeating maimer with the same woman. There's no point. So what would be the effect of him doing two action points to the same Yavama, one Yavama to the same Yavama? So we have 12 cases on the Amud Aleph and on the Amud Beis. Now there are two Yavamos, and he does one action point to one and another action point to the other, and there the Mishnah goes through all 16 scenarios of what would be if he did one to one and one to the other, and because it's two different Yavamos, so therefore we can talk in terms of Chalitza to one, Chalitza to the other, Mimer one to one, and Mimer to the other. And that's it. That's the layout of the Mishnah. Again, just a reminder, as we're going to see this in the Gemara. On the case of Mimer followed by Mimer, or Get followed by Get, that's a machlokus between Rambam and Gamliel and the Chachamim. Meaning the way the Mishnah lays itself out on the top of Nun Amud Beis, it's following the viewpoint of the Chachamim. But Rambam and Gamliel disagrees for reasons which we're going to be discussing on today's daf. Let's go on in the Mishnah. Bein Yavamech L'Shei Yavamos, Bein Shnei Yavamim L'Yavam Achas. And then the Mishnah just simply points out all these cases that we did, the 16 cases we did, would be true whether it's one Yavam with two Yavamas or two Yavamim and one Yavama. Which means that it's going to be all the same cases. It's just that it's not going to be the two Yavamas are receiving one from a Chalitza from one, a Mimer from the one will receive Chalitza and the other Yavam will receive Mimer. Now it's just going to be one Yavam will do Mimer, and the other Yavam will do Chalitza to the same Yavama. But the ramifications will be the same. Chalitza v'asa Mimer, nasan get ubal. Now the Mishnah is going to kind of go over a case, but with a little more discussion. So let's say, Chalitza v'asa Mimer, nasan get ubal. Let's say he did chalitza, followed then by mimer. he gave a get, or he did bia. Oh, ba'al v'asa mimer minasan get v'chalatz ein achar chalitza klum. And again, that funny punctuation to the Mishnah. Ein achar chalitza klum. Again, the point should be the same. Ein achar chalitza v'ein achar bia klum. Meaning, if chalitza and bia were the first thing that were done, that's it. Whatever is done after that is not going to have any effect whatsoever. Good. Now, when it comes to chalitza, it doesn't matter when chalitza was introduced. Beginning, middle, or end. So let's say, just to throw out a simple example. Okay, I'm going to take away the word simple. So just to throw an example. So let's say for one Yavama, he gives her a get. For the second Yavama, he does chalitza. Then he can go back to the first Yavama and give her and do mimer with her. And whatever permutation you want. So there, if there's a chalitza, it doesn't have to be the first order of business. It could be the second or it could be the last. Chalitza is going to be the story ender, and whatever is done after chalitza is going to be totally ineffective. Now, by the way, if chalitza is the last thing that's done, so then, correct. So there's nothing to talk about after the chalitza, but still, the point is, chalitza can be introduced at any point in the proceedings, and chalitza will be the ultimate. Now v'habi'ila b'zmanshi b'tchila inacharei klum. You see, but b'bia, however, b'bia is a little trickier. Because b'bia in the beginning, meaning if b'bia is the first thing that he does to the first yavama, so fine, that's a game ender. Meaning the mitzvah is accomplished, that's his wife. However, b'emtza v'sof yeshacharei klum. But if b'bia is done either in the middle or at the end, meaning let's say he goes to one of the yavamas, he gives her a get. And then he goes to another yavama, he does b'bia with her. So as we discussed already earlier in the Mishnah, but the Gemara is just now making sure that we understand and really appreciate that at that point in time, the bia is a bia psula, it's a deficient bia, it's inferior. And therefore, it is not recognized as the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So then, that bia is not a game ender. Meaning, and then, if something were to be done after that bia, that would have status. That would have an effect. Correct. So in other words, right. So the Mishnah is now contrasting exactly the point. The Mishnah is contrasting what happens when chalitza is introduced, beginning, middle, or end. Chalitza ends the story. Anything after he does after that has no halachic status. But that's not true by bia. Bia in the beginning is a game ender. Bia in the middle, bia in the end is not a game ender. So Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, achas bila, achas chalitza, bein mitzchila, bein memsa, bein mitzof, ein acharei klum. And on this very point, Rabbi Nechemiah disagrees. He says that just like chalitza is a game ender, so too is bia. Stay tuned as we are going to discuss later on what is the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Nechemiah. Okay. The first parts of the Gemara are very straightforward. Because basically, there are a lot of assumptions that went into this Mishnah that were not explained by the Mishnah, and quite frankly, that's not the job of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not there for purposes of explanation. Occasionally, on rare occasion, does the Mishnah give like an explanation. The Mishnah just assumes facts and just lays out the rules based on those facts. What's one of the facts? You give a get to your Yavama, that has an effect. What's that? Meaning, what does get have any relevance to the world of Yibam? Good. So, I mean, right. I mean, the Torah doesn't do anything. So what's going on? So that's I can lo pligi ela beget acha get umaymer acha maymer veget acha get echa biyavama umaymer echa biyavama mehani. So what's clear for the Mishnah? It's just the assumptions going into the Mishnah is that get it has an effect and maymer has an effect. And what is that? Meaning the Gemara is focusing on the derabbanan aspects of our Mishnah, and the Gemara is just asking a simple question: why? Why would get have any effect in the world of Yibam? Why would Mimer have any effect in the world of Yibam? Those aren't mandated by the Torah, either one of them. So my timer. So Amar Rabbanan get biyavama mani mishum de mahani ba'ama. So the Gemara says, look, it's obviously the Chachamim in legislating, and the Gemara says, and here's an explanation why they legislated. Because what do we know about get? Get usually terminates a marriage. Meaning, outside of the world of Yibam, which is whatever number you want to use, 98-99% of the time. Outside of the world of Yibam. So what a get does is, a get severs the relationship between husband and wife. And so, Mishun Damahani Ba'alma. Yamar Lamahani, Army Get Lo'tziah V'chalitz Lo'tziah. And if a get were given in a Yibam context, and what would happen is that the Chachamim wouldn't have legislated. And what the get does there is nothing. So people are going to think, well, I don't understand. Usually get is a marriage ender. And here in the world of Yibam, it didn't do anything. Oh, I guess you're stuck in the world of Yibam. Again, this is what people would think. I guess you're stuck. And so therefore, well, if get didn't do anything, well, chalitza doesn't do anything. Meaning, the thing that usually terminates a marriage didn't do anything here. So I guess chalitza doesn't do anything as well. What about that parsha in the Torah? So I guess we're envisioning a person who is not that knowledgeable. In other words, you know, surrounded by people who observe Yiddishkeit, but you know himself doesn't know that much. So the asi lamiva acha chalitza, and so therefore, what may end up happening is, look, get didn't affect a termination of this connection. Chalitza didn't terminate the marriage. So what the person, what people might end up doing is after chalitza, they'll think about it and they'll be like, oh, you know what? I should have married my sister-in-law. I'm going to go do it. And after the chalitza, he's going to go back and marry his sister-in-law. So therefore, the chachamim, in order to avoid that scenario, said, you know what? We're going to make sure that people don't arrive at this erroneous conclusion. We're going to invest get with at least an appearance of termination in the world of Yibam. So that if get is delivered in a Yibam context, that get will not totally sever, obviously, but create the beginning of a severance. Good. So that's the Gemara's explanation regarding get. Now what about Mimer? Why does Mimer accomplish anything? So, Mishum de Mahani Ba'ama. Because Mimer looks just like Kiddushin. In fact, the way, I mean, the Gemara has yet to spell out exactly how Maimer is done, but it looks just like Kedushin. And so the Amar Lamahani, Amri Maimer Liknos, Abia Liknos. So the people will say as follows, you know, Maimer creates a Kenyan. I'm sorry, Maimer should create a Kenyan because it looks just like Kedushin. And Bia also should create a Kedushin. And meanwhile, if Maimer wasn't given status by the Chachamim, had they not legislated, and they just let things be, and you do Maimer and Minatora doesn't accomplish anything, well, people walk away and say, I don't understand. Generally, Maimer, much like Kedushin, should do something, and it doesn't. I guess Bia doesn't do anything as well. So, and so therefore, they're going to have Bia with one of the Yavamas, reconsider, go to the other Yavama, and think, well, Maimer didn't do anything. Must be that Bia doesn't do anything as well, allowing him the ability to then have Bia with the other Yavama as well. So that's why the Chachamim infused Maimer with a status of connection. Now the Gemara says, now what about Bia Psula? Remember, Bia Psula, the Mishnah didn't use that terminology. We did because I knew the Gemara coming up. But the Bia Psula is talking about a Bia that's done after Maimer. A Bia that's done after Get. It's an inferior Bia. Amri, Bia Achra Get, He, Xera Bia Achra Get, Mishum Bia Achra Chalitza. So the Gemara says, look, because once again, Get and Chalitza are so similar to one another. In terms of purpose, they do the same thing. So if we allow for a Bia after a Get, so Xera Bia Achra Get, Mishum Bia Achra Chalitza. So then, well, look, you know, I heard that in that Yibam scenario, he gave one of the Yavamas a get, and then he did Bia with the other. Oh, okay, you know what? I know I did Chalitza to one, but same thing. So I'll do Chalitza to one, you'll do Bia to the other. So V'i Bia'achar Maimer, he Xer Bia'achar Maimer, Mishum Bia'achar Bia. And again, because people generally will confuse Maimer with Kedushin slash marriage, well, he did Maimer to one and Bia to the other, so it must be okay for for me to do Bia to one and Bia to the other. All right. Yeah, so again, because of the similarities of Maimer to Bia, so the Chachamim made Xer, and the Chachamim therefore said that Bia done after Maimer, not Maimer to the same, obviously. Bia done after Maimer or Bia done after Get is considered now a Bia Psula and therefore will not affect the mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, now we have one more thing that we need to explain. So now we understand why the Chachamim infused Maimer with a status, and Get with a status, and Bia Psula now is not gonna complete the mitzvah. What about Chalitza Psula? What did the Mishnah say? Chalitza that was done after something? Oh, that's fine. Why should that be fine? So the Gemara says, "Ami my ligzor." So the Gemara says over here, think about it. There's no reason why the Chachamim would make a gzera. Nigzer chalitza achar again, mishum chalitza achar chalitza, kol ki ani tachlus v'tezel. Why? What are you worried about? Because if you do chalitza after get, you're going to do chalitza after chalitza. Okay? That's not the end of the world. And ligzer chalitza achar maimer, mishum chalitza achar bia, atu chalitza achar maimer, mila bai get la mamaro, chalitza achar bia, na mi bai get la bia so. So the Gemara says, if you do chalitza after bia, so you're going to anyway have to give a get for your Bia, meaning the Bia actually accomplished the marriage. So anyway you're going to be giving a get. So in other words, by Chalitza, if it follows anything, the truth of the matter is that the Chalitza just simply, there's no reason to make a Gzera of a Chalitza that follows either a Maimer or a get. Okay. Amarava. Okay, good. Adkan, that takes us now to the end of the basic explanations of why the Chachamim gave Get a power, why the Chachamim gave Maimer a power, why the Chachamim gave a Bia Psula, they revoked the power of Bia Psula, why didn't they revoke the power of Chalitza Psula, and now we're on the top of Nanalef and Manalef, this today's daf, my time of deraming Amliel. So now let's understand. As I mentioned at the beginning of today's daf, there's a machlokas. You wouldn't know it until this point in time, other than the fact that the Mishnah opened up with the fact that there's a machlokas. But after that point in time, the Mishnah assumed, like the Chachamim, that there is a Maimer after a Maimer, that there's a Get after a Get, which means that if there are one Yavam and two Yavamas, and he hands out Maimers, here's a Maimer for you, here's a Maimer for you, or he hands out Get, here's a Get for you, here's a Get for you. So the Chachamim say he now has a status, He is connected through the disconnection. Right? Just think about what I'm saying. It's makes sense, even though it sounds funny. But there's a connection through the disconnection. Both gets now evoke a status between him and each of the Yavamas. He can't marry Yavamas A's relatives. He can't marry Yavamas B's relatives. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. That's the accepted halacha. Masha Inkin, according to Rami Gamliel, no. Once you give get to one, the get that you give to the second has no halachic bearing whatsoever. It's totally ineffective. And the question is a very simple one. Why not? Gemara explains. My time to Rami Gamliel. I left out two important words, Amarava. Meaning we're going to have two explanations of Rabbi Gamliel, Rava and Abaye. So first is Rava's opinion. My time Rabbi Gamliel, the Masafkale, get idachi lo dachi. Maimer ikani lo kani. We had this idea earlier in the Gemara. We get to repeat it again. Question is, according to Rabbi Gamliel, he's unclear. Maimer either creates a full kinyan or zero. Get either creates a full severance or zero. Right, very good. Very good. Okay, so we had a version of this idea earlier. So now the Gemara says, this is our first explanation of Rami Gamliel. And so the Gemara says, so get, idachi lo dachi. So the Gemara says, now, think it through, it actually makes almost perfect sense. Almost. Well, we'll get to the problem with this theory in just a second, but it almost makes perfect sense. Look, your two options for Mengamlil is get, creates a full severance, or nothing. So now, you just need to be consistent. You gave get to one, so now you go over to the second one. If get was created a full severance, so then you didn't do anything the second time around. If get created nothing, so it's nothing times two, zero times two is zero. Right? So it's either or, but in either permutation, what happened to the second one is nothing. Right? So, I dachi, I lo dachi, kama dachi basra mai kaved, I kama lo dachi basra nami lo dachi. Good. So that's an explanation from Gamliel. And just the flip side, we're going to give the same explanation for Maimer. Maimer, I kani, lo kani. So now for Maimer, same thing. Rabbi Gamliel is unclear. And Rabbi Gamliel's two options are, Maimer creates a full kinyan, kind of like Beit Shammai we saw earlier. That's later on in the daf, we'll talk about that. Or Maimer does nothing. Again, it's all or nothing. And once again, now just follow through. So if the first Maimer that he gave to the first Yavam is a full kinyan, so then it does. Then the second Maimer that he gave was nothing. If Maimer that he gave to the first is a zero, so Maimer gave to the second is also going to be a zero, because you have to be consistent on what Maimer is. And so, that is one explanation of Rami Gamliel. It's Rava's explanation of Rami Gamliel. Wonderful. Abaye says to Rava, in of itself, that would have been a fantastic explanation. The problem is, let's throw in a brisa together. What did Rami Gamliel say? Sheish get achar maimer, maimer achar get, beget achar bia, get achar bia umaimer, umaimer achar bia beget. So, we have a brisa. In the brisa, we have Rami Gamliel saying, there's get after maimer, there's maimer after get, meaning on those he'll agree, and he'll also agree that there will be a get after bia and maimer, and there will be a maimer after bia and get. So the Gemara says, now, if Rami Gamliel really genuinely has a safek, so then the Gemara says, then I don't understand. Take a look at that the case of Bia followed by Maimer, I'm sorry, not the case of Get followed by Maimer or Maimer followed by Get, but let's take a look at those last cases of the Braisa. Get, which followed Bia and Maimer, or Maimer that followed Bia and Get. Now, if you're right about your theory in Rami Gamliel, that it's either all or nothing, so let's examine that middle Bia that occurred. Look at Rashi. Hach Bia of Rashi is right alongside where we are in the Gemara. So that middle bia should be like what? That should be like an original bia. V'tikne, and that should create a kinyan. V'lo tahani ma'isa shlishis ben beget achar bia, u'maimer ben maimer achar bia beget. Mimanav shach. Rashi explains the Gemara. Because if your theory is all or nothing, then whatever happens after bia should be nothing. get acharbia umaymer lalahani di maimer kamakane. Because look, what are your options? Your options should be either that first maimer was a full kinyan ligamre. So lamahani bia. So then whatever you do after the maimer should be nothing if maimer was a full kinyan. Vegeta basre. And the bia afterwards is everyone understand we're talking about the bia afterwards. Obviously, but just making it clear. A bia to another woman, obviously. To another Yavama. If we're a bia to the first Yavama, then mitzvah accomplished. So if Maimer was a full kinyan, so then the bia that you do with another woman should be totally inconsequential. V'im Maimer lokani, midinimtzas bia shalachara bia betchila, ukshera. And then, if the Maimer was zero, because those are the two options that Rava says within Rami Gamliel, it's either all or nothing. So if it's nothing, so then what's the bia? The bia is the first real thing that's been accomplished. So v'sula mahani get b'shlishis, and the get shouldn't accomplish, and the get given afterwards that should have no bearing. That none habila is mashi b'tchila in achra klum v'chemam achra bia v'get. You get kamadachi, and well, I'll pause over here. But Rashi just simply now finishes up. And the same, we can make the same argument by get, if get's all or nothing. So again, either the get creates a full severance, or the get was zero. The bia that's done afterwards was either nothing, or the first bia. So again, so if you're working with Rava's theory of all or nothing, if all we had were just the cases of mimer followed by mimer, or get followed by get, it'd be perfect. But the Brisa says that Rami Gamliel would agree that if you had get, bia, or mimer, bia, or get, all three of those actions have significance, legal significance. Rava's theory does not explain that. So, I'm sorry, I should have finished reading the Mishnah, first, the Gemara first. The Vahatanam, we learned in our Mishnah. Okay, good. So in other words, so Rava's theory, although good, but doesn't explain the Braisa. So now we need our second theory, Ella Marabaye. So the Gemara says, Ella Marabaye. Now you know when the Gemara says the word Ella, that's always a rejection of one and acceptance of the other. So I know it's funny, like usually Rava and Abaye, the halacha falls like Rava, but these aren't halacha points. These are explanations of Rabbi Gamliel, which by the way, we don't follow the halacha. But still, Rabbi Gamliel is a shita, and when we study Rabbi Gamliel, we are also being mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So now we get now a what would seem to be a more correct understanding of Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Lolam Shita Rabbi Gamliel beget the dachi umaymer dekani. So the Gemara says get pushes off, maimer creates a kinyan according to Rabbi Gamliel, and that's why the second mimer that you did is totally ineffective, because what's that second mimer? It's a repeat of the first mimer that you did. That first mimer that you did creates a kinyan. What about the get followed by a get? Second get is nothing, because the first get that you get created a severance. So then, but why would Rabbi Gamliel then agree get followed by mimer, mimer followed by get? Miu amar rabbanan hayivama bechatzad mahani ba get ubechatzad mahani ba mimer. Get acha get lo dachi daha dachi le kama. O maimer acha maimer lo kani daha kani le kama. So as far as an explanation of Rami Gamliel are concerned, so look, get after get, superfluous. Second get, superfluous. When I say superfluous, meaning it doesn't affect anything. And the same thing with maimer after maimer. But why if I cross? Why if I go from get to maimer? Does that work? Gemara goes on to explain. Get acha maimer o maimer acha get, hai milsaka dachi va hai milsaka kani. Because There is a positive and there's a negative element to the relationship. What mimer does is it accentuates the positive, but it doesn't reject the negative. What get does, it is accentuates the negative, but it doesn't reject the positive. I'm fully aware that there's a lot to digest over here. But the way that Abai's understanding of Rami Gamliel is that as far as get is concerned, it creates a severance. Not to the exclusion of the ability to create connection, but it creates a rejection. So whatever rejection you did with that first get has been accomplished. You now can no longer do another get. I mean, you can write another get, you can give another get, but it's not going to accomplish anything. And the same thing is true with Maimer. But if I give get to one Yavama, so that accentuated the severance. But now when you do Maimer to the other Yavama, so there still is an ability to create connection, which is actualized by that Maimer that you give. That is a bias understanding of Rami Gamliel. So the Gemara says, V'aymilsa kakani, V'rabanan, and then the Gemara says, okay, now that we have a bias understanding of Rami Gamliel, a working understanding of Rami Gamliel, so what do the Chachamim argue? What's the point of the Machlokas, and the Nekuna Machlokas, the Gemara goes on to explain. V'rabanan kol chavacha tiknei rabanan gedo maimer b'yavama. The Chachamim say that everyone has the power of get and maimer. If I can give an analogy, okay, I spent a lot of time thinking about this, okay, because it's just conceptually, it's very difficult. It's, for Rabbi Gamliel, it's just an analogy. It may help you, it may not. But in terms of Rabbi Gamliel, it's like, as if you will, there's one gun for Mimer and there's one gun for Get. Meaning that you have basically one bullet in the Mimer gun and you have one bullet in the Get gun. And so what the Yavam can do is fire off, but they're just once for the Mimer and once for the Get. And because they are accomplishing different functions, so each bullet works. But that's it, though. Once fired, so that it can't be repeated. So therefore, from a Gamliel standpoint, you do Mimer to one, you can't do Mimer to a second. There's nothing left in the gun. No bullets left. You could do Mimer to one and get to another, because again, those are two different types of ammunition. What about the Chachamim? Every Yavam has a gun. Right? Every Yavam has an ability to fire off either a Mimer or a Get. Every Yavama can receive either a Mimer or a Get. Okay, so just by way of an analogy, just another way to understand how Abaye views this Machlokas. Now, here, if you understand,
I come from there are more bullets in the gun than just one.
Yeah, correct. Now, hi biapsula adifa me mimer ugria me mimer. Now, here we get to perhaps the trickiest part of today's daf, and that is now that we have a working understanding of Rami Gamliel, Abaye's understanding, which is that you could do mimer once, you could do get once, and that's it. But you can also do it to mimer to one yavama and get to another yavama. But look at that braisa that we saw on the top of the amud, towards the top of the amud, where the braisa says, you know what, Rabbi Gamliel is going to agree that you can do get to one and mimer to another, and here's where else Rabbi Gamliel is going to agree. In a case where you do get be a mimer, or be a get mimer, let me do that again, and let me do it correctly. Get be a mimer, or mimer be a get, he's going to agree that all three action points are going to be significant. Why? This is now what the Gemara is going to attempt to explain. Not attempt, but explain. It's going to be our job to attempt to understand. So, v'hai bia psula adifa mi maimer ugria mi maimer. So, interesting, says the Gemara, how the bia psula, that middle bia, right, get was done to the first yavama. Bia was done to a second. And just to make it simple, let's even introduce a third yavama into the discussion. I know it will make it simple. Right, so let's introduce a third yavama. So you do get to one, be it to the second, and mimer to the third. Every one of them, according to Rami Gamliel, is going to be significant. And why? Because, again, we know that get a mimer for Rami Gamliel is effective. But now what we're also saying is that middle bia is also going to be effective. That middle bia is called the bia psula. The way the Gemara describes it is, it's better than mimer, it's worse than mimer. Okay? Because v'hai be apsula adifa mi mimer gria mi mimer adifa mi mimer dila mimer acher mimer lo mahani vila bi acher mimer mahani. Look, instead of right, let's go mimer be a get. So let's say instead of the yavama number two receiving bia, let's say it should receive mimer. What would that be? A repeat, zero, nothing, good. So you see that bia on one hand is better than mimer. Sorry, I don't mean bia. I mean bia psula. Is better than mimer. On the other hand, agree with me, mimer. Dila mimer achar get kani lekula shiura deget. Vila bia achar get lo kani le lekula shiura deget. Now, if you would have done mimer followed then by get, you basically now have exhausted all possibilities. Because there was an ability of connection accomplished through Maimer. There was an ability of disconnection accomplished through Get. There's nothing left after that. In a case of Maimer, Bia, and Get, the Bia on one hand is stronger than Maimer by virtue of the fact that you saw that the Bia did something to her. On the other hand, it didn't exhaust possibility because there's still room left for Get and severance. So every one of those actions now have halachic significance. The first Maimer, the middle Bia Psula, and the final Get. Good. Very good. Okay, and so now just a quick summary. We finished. Eddie, look, you're rubbing off. First of all we have accomplished is, which is not a small thing, is that we have now. This is all an understanding of Rabbi Gamliel. Shita's Rabbi Gamliel. We don't paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. We paskin like the Chachamim. But within the world of Rabbi Gamliel, now we have an understanding. Again, there are two theories of Rabbi Gamliel: the Rava theory of all or nothing. In the Mishnah of itself, it's a wonderful explanation, but the Braisa introduces us to the idea of Maimer, Bia, and Get, and Rava's explanation does not explain that Braisa. Abai's explanation is that there are two sides to the story. There is a Maimer side to the story and a Get side to the story. So if it's Maimer, then repeated, that second Maimer is nothing. If it's Get, then repeated, that second Get is nothing. But if you do Maimer, that exhausts the connection ability. If you do Get, that exhausts the disconnection ability. And so therefore, that's why there can be a Get after Maimer. That's why there can be a Maimer after a Get. Good. And what we have accomplished now is that we have a better understanding of Rabbi Gamliel. Tomorrow, the daf after this point in time goes much faster, because tomorrow we're going to start with a Braisa Tanur Rabbanan, in which we're going to basically review the machlokas of the Chacham and Rabbi Gamliel. And, okay, good. I told you, fifth practice is a little bit tougher.